Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The very tragic shooting in an Orlando nightclub this past Sunday left 49 dead and dozens injured and will leave lifelong scars on those directly involved. But it also takes an emotional toll on many who've been watching the tragedy and its fallout from afar. And even as onlookers are devastated for the victims and their families, people, an event like this makes us worry about our own safety. And I'm sure that is true. It's true for me, and I'm sure that it's true for many of you out there. Anxiety, fear, and depression are among the feelings people experience in the wake of an attack such as this. And many are now wondering how safe is their own town, the places they visit with family and friends every day, movies, theaters, dance clubs, cafes, shopping malls. What do you do about that fear? How do you allay that fear and go on? Because if this truly was a terrorist attack, and that has not come out completely yet, then people are saying, well, then I'm not going to go to those kinds of places. But what kinds of places are they? It could be a mall, and it could be a movie theater. It could be just your average busy restaurant on a Friday night. And so you say to yourself, well, I'm just going to avoid going to those places. But if we do that, then if it is terrorist, then they win. And then they win in that they are scaring the crap out of us, because that's what terrorism is. It's a scare for the people. It's not like regular war. This is not a regular war that we're engaged in right now. It's attacks here and there, so you never know. But what we've learned from research is that the more people identify with the victims, the more if you knew somebody, or if you knew someone who knew someone, or if you happen to have gay relatives or friends and you worry for their safety, the more you identify with victims, the more devastating it can be, and the more emotional difficulties that you would be likely to have afterwards. But there are lots of ways to combat that stress and diminish that sense of anxiety and feeling victimized and stress. Breaking routine can be unstabilizing, but families need, more importantly, to keep with their routines. This is not a good time to not go out in public. We have to definitely keep going with our routines, as I said, otherwise that they win that way. We need to focus on probability. That's the same thing when you're afraid of a plane crash, is focusing on that precise probability without belittling the actual risks in the world. So we're not belittling that, but we're saying, what are the odds of it happening here? You know, there's much more of an odds of car accidents and things, and we hear that. But that doesn't seem to take away from this innate fear that we've got. But what's important is to keep informed about what's going on. Children. This is a really important factor in this tragedy, is explaining it to our children. We've done shows on healthy children about explaining disasters and tragedies such as this for our children, and the repetition of scenes of violence can be very disturbing for them. So it's important to keep open dialogues regarding their fears with your children. Don't minimize the dangers, but create a supportive environment where children know they can ask questions. There's nothing wrong with feeling that fear for your personal safety. You shouldn't feel embarrassed or guilty about it. It's natural, it's adaptive, and if we didn't have fear, we'd walk into the street without looking. However, when it interferes with your functioning, it's time to reach out for help. So you can look to a mental health expert, talk to your friends about it. If you have friends in the LGBTQ, you know, community, talk with them about how they're feeling. Offer your help, your hope, your prayers. Let them see that you're thinking about them as well. Because at times like these, we absolutely need to check in with each other. We need to keep supporting. And just to add to that, they need blood donors in Orlando. So if you are somebody in the Orlando area and you have blood to give, please consider donating, because they need blood right now and the blood supply is very low. So this is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.